AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden and Vice President Harris will be on the road this week after passage of the president's economic relief bill.
Shots in arms and money in pockets.
The vice president spoke to nurses in Las Vegas.
You all are the heroes of this moment.
The CDC says it has encouraging news about vaccinations. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
It studied 12.5 million people who got their first dose of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine over a two-month period. About 9 in 10 also received the second dose.
96% of people who got both doses did so within the recommended time frame.
CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky calls the results incredibly reassuring. The study did not look at why some people did not receive both doses. Overall, the CDC says about 21% of the population have gotten at least one dose. Roughly 11% have completed their vaccination. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A memo obtained by the AP says the government is going to use a convention center in Dallas to hold up to 3,000 immigrant children. Capacity is being strained at the border. Police say a station wagon was traveling through downtown San Diego this morning.
For whatever reason, it veered to the right, went completely up onto the sidewalk, struck the multiple pedestrians.
Chief David Misleet says three people were killed. The driver in San Diego was arrested. Capitol Police are telling members of Congress a known credible threat to the Capitol does not exist. Perimeter fencing will soon be scaled back. Two men have been arrested, accused of assaulting Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick with bear spray on the day of the Capitol riot. Investigators don't know yet whether bear spray caused the officer's death. The FBI says the man who blew himself up in Nashville Christmas Day did not appear to be motivated by political ideology. This is AP News. Mexico's president says the U.S. has not helped his country with coronavirus vaccine.
Andrés Manuel López Obrador has taken a dig at the government after thanking India and Russia, which have sent small amounts of vaccines, and China, whose firms have promised millions of doses. López Obrador said, "I hope that I will be able to say thanks to the U.S. government, because I'm sure they're going to help too. It's just that they haven't done so far." Mexico has seen almost 195,000 deaths on almost 2.2 million cases. The country has approved six vaccines and has so far administered over 4 million shots. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Gonzaga opened the season at number one. The Bulldogs never let go of that ranking in the AP Men's College Basketball Poll, with the top spot leading into March Madness. The University of Kentucky Huskies is number one in the AP Women's College Basketball Poll. Ed Donahue, AP News.